Yes, you are connected with PayPal customer support. How may I help you? Okay. Can you please confirm me the invoice number or the transaction ID number so I can go ahead and look?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you please confirm me, sir? 7340091. After that, sir? Oh, 94719. Okay. I got it, sir. So basically, you mean to say that, sir, you are getting a message from the PayPal that you are getting charged for something, right? And which you don't know, correct? Like why you are getting this message. And can you please tell me, sir, like what was the product have you shown over have you seen over there, like on the email? Okay, so do you make some kind of transaction, like a Bitcoin? Do you make some purchase like a Bitcoin? You didn't. Okay, so can you please give me a moment, sir? Let me go ahead and check where is the order coming from, so I'll give you more information. Okay. And could you please tell me one thing, like, do you facing this kind of problem in the past from the PayPal, or this is the very first time it happened? And how often do you use your PayPal account? Okay, so please stay on the line. Let me go ahead and look where is the order coming from, so I'll help you out. Okay, sir?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding up this line. Are you there? Okay, sir. So by putting out this order number in, it pretty seems to me, sir, this is a new order which we have received on today morning with your information, sir, and under your name. So recently, sir, have you ever tried to meet any charge by your name? Have you ever shared out your information with anyone else who can might done this? But in this case, sir, we have find out that this is a clear case of an identity theft, sir. Like someone is misplacing out with your information and they are trying to pretending like you. So they can buy whatever they want, yes. So they can buy whatever they want by using your name and with your information, sir. So right now, what we can do for you, to order to canceling out this unauthorized charge, sir, we are simply helping you out with our cancellation form. So by filling up the form, sir, you will be able to report these things out to as a fraud. And whatever that funds is get affected to your account, you will state getting a reimbursement for that as well, sir. And we will be gonna make sure about this. So in future, you will never gonna face out this problem anymore. Okay. So I hope, sir, you are online right now with any one of your devices. So I can help you out to getting up this cancellation form. You are on your computer, sir. That's great. So you can use any one of your browser over there, like a Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, any one of those. And once are you there, just do let me know, sir. You got your Edge up? Okay. So I want you to first look at the very top left-hand side corner to the right-hand side corner, sir. You will be able to see a long search bar there, just beside of the arrow. Do you see any arrows, sir, on your screen at the top? It can point left-hand side and to the right-hand side. And just beside of that, you can see a magnifying glass. Okay, so I want you to type it there, sir, the letter which I'm calling out for you. All letters should be in lower cases and all letters should be in together. So are you ready, sir? Okay. So the first letter which you can type it there, first you need to type the www dot, a three W's and a dot. And after the three W's, sir, type the letter Q, like the letter Q for Queen, F for Frank, and without any spaces, sir, type the word help, H-E-L-P, help, and now a single dot, and then T. O-P, top. And can you read it backwards, sir? What did you type it there? Correct. Now, you can simply click on an enter key from your keyboard, sir, and do let me know what results is going to get up on your screen. Okay? It's Q-F, F for Frank, in lowercase. And what type of operating system that you're using, sir? Are you using a Windows device? It's a Microsoft computer. So you can do one thing. I'm helping you out with a different website, sir, which is can be work onto your device. So you can erase out this, whatever which you type it there, okay? And then type there, sir, it's the letter U for umbrella, L for London, T for triangle, R for Roger. After R for Roger, sir, A for Apple. Have you typed the word ultra over there? Then without any spaces, sir, type the word viewers. V for Victor. I for ice cream. E for Edward. W for water. E for Edward. R for Roger. A single dot. And then the word net. N-E-T. Net. Now, you can click enter from your keyboard, sir, and then do let me know what comes up now. Okay, document. I want you to scroll down that page little bit, sir, and you will be gonna see an option on your screen which is, says download in a green color box. I want you to click on that box, sir. Once you click on that box, which is says download, now you will be gonna see something will be get downloading on your computer with name of UltraViewer. Yep, click on open and open that up. And you will be gonna see a prompt on your screen, which is says, do you want to allow this application to make changes on your device? So you have to click on yes. Now once you click on yes, sir, you will be gonna see a box coming up which is says next. Okay. Okay. Now once you click on next, 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 you're gonna see an option, sir, which is says install. Now click on install. It says extracting the files. Okay. Stay there, sir. Registering services. Okay. Stay there, sir. Within a moment, you will be going to see a box on your screen which is says finished. So once you see any option, sir, which is going to say is finished, just do let me know, okay? It says finished. Okay. Click on that, sir. Now, do you, okay, and now do you see anything, sir, on your screen which is says ID and a password? Okay, now what you can do, sir, you need to help me out with the ID and with the password over this recorded line, okay? And you have to go with slow and clear. So, just give me a moment, sir. Okay, I'm ready, sir. My name is Kevin Roberts, and I'm working here for the cancellation department of PayPal. So, 1 0 5 9 6 3 9 5 3. Am I correct? Okay, and help me out with the password, sir. 1 3 0 1 6. Okay, now stay with us, sir, for a moment. Let me gonna provide this cancellation ID and the password with the cancellation team. Okay. So within a moment, sir, you might see some changes on your screen. You will might see a cancellation form is going to get appear on your screen, sir. So if you see anything like that, sir, just do let me know, okay? It will take a couple of minutes, sir. Just depend on your internet speed, sir. And by the way, sir, how was your day today? It's so far, so good to hear that, sir.